Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Adelaida. Pretty little Cajun queen.
Yeah.
She's been knocking.
Oh, Mr. Brownstone.
I'm gonna love you for it.
Okay, we apologize.
Kiss and tell.
It's time for the club, baby. On 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
Okay, we apologize.
Damn, you're talented.
I know, thanks.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes I just listen and it just angels in my ears.
Those aren't my favorites, though. You know what my favorites are?
What?
Rockin' to the door!
Well, you're so talented. You cross multiple platforms.
I love that.
You got another thing coming.
I personally like it when you're singing country music myself.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they call it George Strait.
Adelaida.
Look at that.
Oh, pretty little Cajun queen.
They may call George Strait the king of country, but I mean.
I was just talking to Dusty about Benson Boone.
Oh, his hot body? Are you a Benson Boone guy?
Well, no, I was singing that mystical, magical song.
Yeah.
Because it's in an ad that we play.
Mm-hmm.
And he happened to be in here and I was singing it because I was belting a tune. You know?
Sure.
You're a star. Yeah, that's right, Schultzy. Mystical, magic. That song?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good jam.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. That's a good jam.
I got nothing against Benson Boone.
And so I don't know him much, but Dusty was like, oh, yeah, I went to his show. I took my daughter to his show.
Yeah.
Because he was just here.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that Benson Boone was maybe more big with, like, the youngs, like the 20-somethings.
Sure.
He's not.
He's a tweener?
It's the youngs. He's like the Taylor Swift of boys, men.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, like the tweens,
the
right?
Young, the youngs, yeah. Dusty said it was like 9,000 moms and their young daughters, much like the Taylor Swift show.
You ever been to a concert and you immediately know that you don't belong there? It's quite alarming. When you walk in and you're like, ooh, Yeah, this isn't my...
Like, not my scene.
What was the last show that was true for you?
We went the... well, I'm trying to think of it. He's a singer-songwriter guy. Maybe, is it Noah Kahn? Maybe? Noah Kahn something?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds right.
Something like that? He's a little Irish guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's it.
I don't know. I was told that I was going to something. We had tickets. This through a work thing with the BTJ. And so I was like, very rarely does she tell me you're going. Because most of the time she knows if I don't want to be there, it's best that I'm just not there. And this one she was like, no, you need to come. And, it was Brooke Ozendale's birthday party. That's what
her
it
name
was.
Is Brooke Ozendam.
Ozendam. What did I say? Dale?
You said Ozendale.
Sorry, Ozendam. Yeah, it was Brooke's birthday, and so they
you're an idiot too.
The her best friend is my gal's boss, so we had they did like a luxury suite for that. So I was like, oh, I'll go to that. We'll
he
go.
Does Stick Season. That's a dumb song.
Yeah. But. So I showed up at that thing, and I was like, I knew nothing about it. And immediately upon entering the Moda Center, I can assure you that at no point did I walk in there and think that this was a concert for me. Mm. And I stood out like a sore thumb.
What was the clientele?
Lesbian Siegel. That's what the client was. It was a lot of gals there on her own, not liking men, and wanting to get in touch with their fillings. Their very sensitive fillings. And I think they just looked at me and they're like, that's the sort of guy. I think I was the person that probably wronged most of the people inside that stadium.
They came to forget about you.
Isn't Stick Season the one where he sings about COVID on the planes and all that garbage? Yeah, you ever heard that song?
No, that sounds crappy as hell, though.
It's a very popular
song. To be honest with you, we had a nacho bar in the suite, and I focused mostly on the nacho bar. And that was kind of the... And they had beer. So I spent most of the show drinking beer and being at the nacho bar. And I don't really know what was happening other than at one point on the floor, I started counting men because they had like the kind of the mosh pit area, though there was no moshing, you know, just the general admittance down there. And I was doing some counting. I was zooming in with my phone and they're like, my guy was like, are you taking pictures? I'm like, no, I'm counting men. And I do believe I came up with a ratio of about 17-1 that were down in that pit. That was a show that I should not have been at, nor did anyone want me there. But I was there to support Brooke and her wonderful birthday.
Noah Kahn.
Noah Kahn.
You'll never be the same. Or Nathan Kahn?
No, I don't.
Noah Kahn.
There was some...
Anyway, so Benson Boone... I don't know. His name just sounds country to me.
Yeah.
So I always thought he was a country guy.
Mm. No, I think
then I heard Mystical, Magical. And then I saw him, and he's all ripped. And
yeah, he's on, like, roller skates, and he does, like, flips off pianos.
And Dusty said he was great. He was a great showman.
Yeah.
Like, top-notch front man. He was out there, like, doing backflips and ass.
Yeah.
And so he said Benson Boone was great.
Yeah.
He's, like, the new... He's, like, the Taylor Swift of male vocalists.
Sometimes it's
or
fun.
Or performers.
Now, I went into that show knowing nothing.
There's a block.
Yeah, this game is just stupid.
This game's drunk.
Yeah, they're both bad teams. The Cowboys will win. I think they are slightly less crappy.
They just blocked a punt for a touchdown. So it's now 10-7 Arizona with 4 minutes left in the second quarter.
This will be a battle of who wants to lose more. And I believe
it's going to be Arizona will lose more.
Yes.
They will want to lose more.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun going to a show when you know nothing and you just kind of get to... And you don't really care if it's good or not. You're just there. Yeah. You didn't buy the tickets.
I don't mind that.
It's fun.
And you get to expose to performers that you wouldn't normally... I mean, maybe they're good. Maybe they surprise you.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you like their music.
Yeah. So, same thing. So, the Noah Kahn one was about what I thought. And, you know, he's fine, but I don't need to watch that show. About halfway through it, I was like, what? Nacho bar?
Is there a TV in the suite by chance?
There is, but it was on. It was on. They were showing the actual concert.
So, hey, can you put a game on, please?
Yeah, you know, I was scrolling on my phone, but I got the. It's like when you're at church and you're not paying attention, and like you get smacked. I got one of those. I was scrolling on my phone on Twitter, and then I was told I was being rude. So then I had to re-engage with the suite. I did go see Sleep Token. Had no idea. My buddy calls me and says, hey, I'm picking you up. We're going to a show. And I said, I don't want to go to a show. He's like, shut up. I already got his tickets. We're going. And it was Sleep Token. No idea what Sleep Token had. No idea who they were. Never heard of them. No nothing. Same thing. Walked in and immediately, oh my God, you want to talk about a crowd? Go to a Sleep Token show. It is just, it is nothing but like goth cosplay. A bunch of people that hate their fathers and they're there to celebrate. And more fishnet than you can possibly conceive. A lot of fishnet, a lot of black eyeliner. And I was like, whoa, this is a lot. The people watching, amazing. And I go down there and we're down there on the floor. Danny Meringue was there for some reason. Danny's like, Sook! And I look up there and he's like, do you know these guys? I'm like, no idea. I'm like, I don't know what to expect. But the stage looks like Castle Grayskull, like He-Man. It's like this weird gothic castle. And instead of playing music before the show, they were doing creepy Halloween sounds, like spooky wind, like Scooby-Doo is going to jump out. And I was like, what the hell is happening? Yes, for like 45 minutes, just that. I was like, am I getting spooky wind right now? And a bunch of gals there who were wearing nothing but fishnets and hatred for their fathers. And then all the Sleep Token people come on stage and they're all like in outfits. They're like all wearing masks. Like no one knows who they are. Like Kiss. Like their bodies are painted. The lead singer is painted black. He wasn't doing black face. He was doing black body. And he's wearing like a big cape and like a mask. You can't see him. And I was like, what the hell did I just walk into? Unbelievable. Freaking phenomenal. One of the best concerts I've seen in years. Music, incredible. Guy's voice, amazing. I just, at one point, a sexy saxophone player came out. Have you ever seen a sexy goth saxophone player? Because they had him. And he came out of the gates of Castle Grayskull and laid down a jazzy beat. Phenomenal show. No idea who they were. And I would have told you just by looking at that crowd, I have no business being there. Phenomenal. Go see them.
Sometimes the opening act is a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
If you're going to see another show.
And what about, is Spooky Wind? Is that the, I think that was the opening act was,
well,
Spooky Wind.
I think I told you about these guys, but I went to Jack White at Edgefield this summer. Oh my God. Look up a band called Happy Death Men. They opened.
Yeah. Great.
And no, they were terrible.
Oh.
Well, look, I don't know. They were probably great, but they're like Mike Lynch type of death metal.
Yeah.
I don't know why they were opening for Jack White. Maybe he was, I don't know.
Yeah, one's got a pumpkin head.
Yeah, anyway, the guy, the show devolved into the guy, and I'll give the guy credit. Like, he is a performer.
Yeah.
He is, you know, it's like the, you know, that kind of crap.
Yeah.
And he strips down to his boxer shorts and is running through the crowd singing. And at one point, he runs into his family and high fives his dad.
Yeah. What? You're like, what is
that?
Yeah,
and the people loved it. I mean, I was sitting there with, like, I don't know. We were just kind of looking, going, what are we watching? But the people loved it. He got everybody going, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Happy Death Men.
And
so you never know what you're in. It's kind of fun. It's like a grab bag.
Yeah. Do yourself a Google image real quick. Google image Sleep Token, and I want you to look at this is what they all dress like, and then realize that that dude has one of the best voices that you will ever hear.
Yeah, that's...
Dude, like, right?
Yeah, you didn't do that justice.
No, I did not. Like, look at that.
Huh.
And they're all dressed like that. Every one of them.
Now, does he ever show his identity?
No. I guess no one supposedly knows who... Like, that's their whole deal.
What if it's, like, Justin Bieber?
I don't know. I get... They none of them use their names, and they all dress like that, including the sexy saxophone player. The backup singers are all dressed like that. They're all in whatever... like, this weird goth metal... They paint themselves. The dude's wearing like a feather fur coat, cape thing. I don't know.
They're British, apparently.
But I'm telling you, every one of them is an the unbelievable musician and a freaking voice that should not come out of that.
Well, that's kind of a cool concept.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
It's like Kiss.
Well, it's
but
just,
talented.
Well, but you knew who Kiss... You knew who those guys were.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of interesting that you have a really good band that... I think that's the whole point, is like nobody knows who they are individually.
I think that's like
it's all about just their music,
and that's
which I think is cool.
And that's their whole bit, is they don't want
Yeah, they don't want any accolades other than just listen to our show, listen to our music. The Sleep Token lead singer's name is Vessel.
Yeah.
And there are photos of him
outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like they know who he is, but.
Well, I'm sure in that industry it's probably very hard, but they do not promote it. He does, like, it is.
He's a British guy named Leo.
They lean into the bit. And that crowd was, dude, they worship that guy.
Leo Faulkner, I guess, is his name.
Oh.
All right, guys. We have wasted so much time.
Yeah, that's what we do.
I have a fake Dodger fan story for you.
Is it about Jason Swigert?
No. That's, well, but he inspired this.
He is a fake Dodger fan.
But I have my own fake Dodger fan that I have to tell you about. We have to call him out.
Let's talk about it.
And we'll do that next on The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, Kansas up 30. Need to keep the foot on the gas.
You're a little nervous right now, aren't
you? Well, you know they're going to give away, they'll give up 10 or so in mop-up time.
Have the starters already been pulled?
What?
How much time?
Oh, there's like 15 minutes left still.
I'll tell you right now, it's already been cut to 29. So,
what?
Yeah. I mean,
putting them on the line?
I'll tell you, this Marcus Hall kid, this white forward for Wisconsin, he's killing you right now. He's got 11. You got to stop him.
So, we're talking about Kansas playing Wisconsin Green Bay Bill Self versus Doug Gottlieb.
Never has there been a greater mismatch in the history of college sports.
And I took the Jayhawks minus 30.
Yeah.
Right on the number. So I need him to get it up over 40.
Do you think Doug Gottlieb goes up to Bill Self and has colleagues, and Bill Self laughs at him? Please stop.
Yeah, do you think coaches, like any coach that goes to face him, just wants to crush the hell out of him? It's like, you don't belong here, bud.
Yes.
I just want you to know, this is the equivalent if, like, Portland State hired me to be their head football coach while continuing to do this show.
Yeah.
I am just as qualified to coach the Portland State Vikings as Doug Gottlieb is to coach Green Bay. Green Bay, Wisconsin?
St. Bonaventure.
Yeah.
It's Wisconsin,
no,
Green Bay.
Yeah, Wisconsin, Green Bay.
That's Woj, sorry.
That is the, we have, as I have just as much qualification to do that while continuing to do this show.
God, they're only up 28. What the hell?
You'd probably be a better PSU coach, honestly.
I wonder how that would go.
Well, okay, PSU, so
let's talk. If Barney doesn't work out there, why don't you give me a call?
At the start of the program, we were alerted to the fact that Jason Swigard, who claims to be a Dodgers fan, a lifelong Dodgers fan, we were alerted to the fact that for a Game 7 of the World Series, he did not watch it.
No.
Rather, he went to a Timbers game.
And we had someone with inside information that said he wasn't even watching the game at the Timbers game.
Yeah, so I didn't hear this on the morning show. And Swigard, of course, Dirt and Sprague's producer.
Yeah.
Longtime fan personality, Jason Swigard. Mm-hmm. A beloved figure here.
Yes.
But
who I've lost tons of respect for.
Apparently, the listeners are filling me in on the text line here that what happened was nobody knew that Swigard didn't watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bartender from the Pope House that texted in and alerted Sprague to the fact that, hey, Swag was in the bar.
Wow.
And said he went to the Timbers game and didn't watch the game. He was watching the game at the bar after Timbers.
Okay.
But
which, by the way, that didn't happen because I attempted to go to both. He did not. You could not have left that game and caught.
You couldn't have. Okay.
We left early.
Okay, so I may have the facts.
Yeah. He didn't watch the Dodger game. He probably just went to that bar afterwards and was
maybe
like,
that's what it was. Yeah. But anyway, he was called out, and I assume Dirt and Sprague gave him massive quantities of crap.
I would certainly hope so.
But you call him a fake Dodger fan.
I don't believe he can ever call himself a Dodger fan.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that there's, like, if let's just keep it to baseball.
Yeah.
Because I think baseball fans are a unique breed of sports fan.
Yes.
Oftentimes, if you're a true baseball fan, it is, like, you just, I don't want to say it's a different level of fandom, but it is different than any other sport.
Yeah.
And you are absolutely in love with the game and your team, and nothing will ever stand in the way of that. Not that that's not true of other sports. Baseball is a little bit more romantic, okay? Yeah. And it oftentimes gets its hooks in you very, very young. So it's rare that you, I think maybe this is what I'm trying to say. I think it's rare that a baseball fan, that you don't believe a baseball fan when they say they're a fan of a team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if you say you're a Mets fan, I am going to believe that you're a Mets fan, and with that comes the responsibility of acting like a damn Mets fan, okay?
Yes.
Like, you said you're a fan.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Yes.
Okay. I think in football, especially in college, it can be a little different because it's like, oh, I'm a Doug fan. Oh, you didn't even go there.
Yeah.
You know, you just live in the area. You got caught up in the... Okay. So, somebody texted in, they said, It's really a whole thing in L.A., these fake Dodger fans. But what we were saying is, you know, Swigard's other team is the Cowboys. So
it's a damning piece of evidence.
It is. So when you're a Dodgers, Lakers, Yankees, Cowboys fan, and there are other teams that fall into this, if those are your favorite teams, you're not really a true fan. You're just piggybacking off of successful, large sports franchises.
Yes.
You know, and their success. So Swigard, for all these years, we just assumed that he really was a Dodger fan.
I assume so.
Because he said he was a Dodger fan. But he's not.
He has made bets with me in the past when the Mets and Dodgers have played. He's like, oh, this is like a great, you know, like, oh, we got to put a bet on this because we're both big fans. Turns out, he's full of crap.
Well, yeah, because in the way he's full of crap, and we didn't know it until now, is when your team, if you claim to be a baseball fan and your team is in a Game 7 of a World Series, there's really only one acceptable way to watch that game.
Yeah.
And that is on your couch, perhaps even on your floor, yes, on the hands and knees,
yes,
biting your nails, drinking heavily,
yeah,
and watching your team in Game 7 in solitude.
Yes.
That's really the only, yeah, way. And everybody knows that. That's like universal.
Oh, I will also accept watch party, like outside of the stadium. Like, I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah, or go to the game.
Go to the game. Something along those lines. But going to another sporting event, knowing that you will miss Game 7, and you're fine with it because you want to hang out with your buddies, I'm sorry. That is sad and pathetic, and it is a damning piece of evidence against you where in a court of sports law, you get convicted of not, yeah, being a fan.
He has been exposed. Well, yeah, he's exposed himself. So I guess what the story is that he was at the Pope House before the Timbers game,
ah,
and the bartender alerted Dirt and Sprague that, dude, he said he was going to the Timbers game. He's not even watching the Dodger game. So anyway, this is a whole L.A. thing, though.
Yeah.
Because I
can see that being a thing in L.A.
I have a friend, and this friend, I think you've briefly met him. Mm-hmm. He was always down in L.A. when we go down to the Pac-12 media days. I went to KU with him. And he lives in L.A. with his family.
I know who you speak of.
His name's Bob.
Yeah, you would always go out with him when we would go down.
Yeah, he would always make it a point. He's a great dude.
Yeah.
He would always make it a point to do something really cool, take me out for something really cool one night in L.A. while we were down there.
Yeah.
One night we went to the EPL game. Two EPL teams were playing at the Coliseum. We went to that. Mm-hmm. One night we went to, that was the Brad Paisley experience.
Yeah.
Because he worked for Twitter at the time. One night was the act of killing a premiere with, yeah, the...
he's got some cool L.A. hookups.
Very cool L.A. things.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy's he's not a huge sports fan, yeah, okay? So I will say that about Bob.
Okay.
But he was always a Royals fan, cheering for the Jayhawks and Royals. He grew up in Fort Collins. I was alerted to this by my friends, because I'm not on social media anymore.
Yeah.
I don't have Facebook or Instagram or any of that. But apparently he's all... in.
He's gone full Dodger?
On Dodgers.
He's gone full native, huh?
Yeah, and I can't really call him out on it. I haven't seen any of the evidence, sure, but my other sources are telling me,
it's not good, huh?
He is super Mr. LA Dodger guy. And let me tell you something, that guy, this is just like Swigart. That guy doesn't give a lick about the Dodgers.
No. Nope.
I can tell you that for sure. He doesn't even care about sports. Mm,
and yet he's gone.
Okay.
And yet he's moved there now. The Dodgers are the
now
the
he's thing, posting, yeah, things about being, oh, big Dodger. Oh, shut up, Bob.
Pathetic. Just, oh, I'm, maybe it's just a Dodger. Do the Dodgers have, is it just an LA thing in general? Because Miami has this. Miami has fake fan.
Well, I think New York has it too. Again, this is where the big brand fake fan comes from.
Yeah.
Is they? I think here's what it is. I think that they live in L.A. When you live in L.A. or when you live in New York City or when you live in Miami, you are in a bubble.
Yeah.
And the only thing, it's so big and there's so much going on there. The only thing that matters to you is what's happening there.
Yeah.
This is why it happens. And it gets its hooks in you because everybody's talking about, everybody's doing it. It's all, you know, yeah, like it's a big thing.
And I will tell you, because we went down to, I really like going to Dodger games on the West Coast, and Mariner fan can get pissy at me all you want. The best, in my opinion, and I've been to them all. I've been to every stadium on the West Coast. T-Mobile is a great place to see a ball game. I think San Diego has got a great environment. The A's, no. Giants, phenomenal. Great stadium. For me, and maybe I'm a traditionalist, I think the best ballpark experience is in Chavez Ravine. I love Dodger Stadium. I think it's great. The tradition there, it's wonderful. They pack the place. Go see a game with the sun going down, palm trees, phenomenal. They win, hit the music. I love LA. I can see being down there how easy it is to get roped in because... when you go down there to watch a game, unless they're playing your team, you will find yourself rooting for LA.
Yeah.
It's a great crowd, great
it's
environment.
A vibe.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
It is an absolute vibe.
The Padres have that too.
Yeah, I can totally see where if you go down there and you move there and you're not a super sports guy, right? You're not a big sports fan. You're removed from the Royals. The Royals aren't doing anything. I can totally see how those tentacles wrap themselves around you and you can all of a sudden be like, oh, I'm now full Dodger. Can totally see how it happens.
Yeah. But that's how you get the fake fans.
That's how you get it.
Right there.
Yeah. But still, you would think that even as a fake fan, you would know that games... You would think if anything was going to draw you out into real fandom, it would be Game 7 of the World Series, back to back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're not a real fan, so it wouldn't draw you in the same way. I think my biggest problem with it, like, you can do whatever you want. You can root for whoever you want to root for. You can get swept up into whatever you want to get swept up in. I don't care. I'm not here to judge. I'm not playing defense
here, okay?
But the one thing that kind of bothers me is you act as if you're a huge fan. Like, you just call it what it is, that you're kind of fair weather. By the way, Brandon Aubrey from 68 yards.
So,
oh, he missed it.
Oh, because we had the little guy from Jacksonville hit a 68 yarder, so that would have tied it.
Yeah. And he got it there, but he missed it left.
Missed it left.
Wow. Anyway, so 17-7 Cardinals at the half. I think it's just this kind of piggyback. Like, you act like a real fan, but we know you're not.
Yeah.
You don't need to act like a – like, tone your rhetoric and your actions down to let us know that you're not – like, you're swept up in it, but you're not, like, diehard fan.
Here's one. For the last handful of years, my buddy has had primo table seats for the Timbers. And we are at most Timbers games. We were there when the Timbers played for the MLS Cup a number of years ago. We go to most games. I have a sweatshirt. We go. I wear the little scarf. We wave a little bit. Make no mistake about it. I am not a diehard Timbers fan. And oftentimes the people down there, they kind of like, they try to rope us in and we're like, yeah, we don't know what's going on. Like, right. Someone will ask us something and like, you're asking the wrong guys. Like, we just kind of come here to drink and it's sunny out and it's a cool table. But you will never catch me going full Timbers Army. But I think a lot of people in that situation after a couple years of going to games would try to claim
right. Diehard
Timbers status. Right. Yeah. And I am not.
But can I also bring up another thing here? Timbers Army. Okay, what year did the Timbers get formed and start?
77.
But no, when they came back?
Oh.
Like 08, 09?
Yeah, something like
somewhere
that.
In there.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you really a diehard fan if, like, see, this is what's weird to me. Are you really a diehard fan if the Timbers come back? Let's say you don't remember them from the 70s.
Sure.
They come back to Portland, but you really like soccer, so you're going to go support the local soccer team that's coming to town. You're very excited about it.
Yeah.
Are you really a diehard fan if the first night you're there, you're in the Timbers Army going crazy? Like, isn't that a little contrived? Like, yes, you're supporting your hometown team.
Yes.
I get that. But I don't think you just instantly overnight become a diehard fan. I think that...
It's a process.
Now,
yeah.
If you told me... 2025. So 16 years ago,
yeah. There's
a guy, and there's probably a lot of the Timbers Army that have been in there for every game.
From day one.
And it's like, they're probably diehard fans by now.
Yeah.
But like day one...
You're not.
I don't think it works that way.
I'm with you.
Because you have to have the emotion of it. You have to have the
There's some pain.
Yes.
There's some highs. There's some lows.
It's one thing to support your team. It's another to be a diehard fan of that team.
Yes.
And I think that's what we're calling out here.
Yeah.
And L.A., you know, there's nobody worse than L.A. front runner, late to the game, leaving early to go see a movie type of fan.
Yeah, by the way, we're even hearing this from our inside source saying Swag wasn't very excited they won. He acted like he didn't. Act like he cared. He said he called it, quote, a relief, and stated on the show that they were wondering why he wasn't gloating or whatever.
Hold on, everybody.
Yeah,
maybe he hates the Japanese.
I don't know. There's just, I just think his Dodger fandom.
Here's the situation.
If you're another Dodger fan, you should not allow him to say that he's a Dodger fan.
It's over.
And I'm disappointed. I thought Swag was better than that.
Well, some of this is on us.
For not sniffing it out sooner.
Yeah, to assume that he was a real fan.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's just not okay.
We work at a sports station. You have to be vetted.
And that's what I thought. Like, you work at a sports station, he's the senior guy here.
You telling me Schultzy's not a real Mariner fan?
Well, I think y'all know.
He's still wearing that damn bandana.
Got my compass necklace. Yeah, I got my teal headband.
I mean, Dirt is a duck through and through.
Yes.
Sprague's a beaver through and through.
Yep.
You can tell my love for the Jayhawks and the Royals. Yeah. Schultzy, the Mariners.
Well, I'll even say this to the point. Like, I went, not only, no offense to anyone, not only did I go to BYU, I played at BYU. For God's sakes, if anyone has a reason to be a diehard BYU fan, it is me. Guess who isn't a diehard BYU fan? Me. I like them. I support them. But let's not pretend that if BYU loses, that my day is ruined. It's just not it's not the case. I just think that the pretend fandom.
Yeah, we need to call it out.
Yeah, it needs to be called out more.
All right, we got to go. Let's get to Schultzy with Sports Center. All right, well, we're almost out of time, and I know you care so much about the Jayhawks versus Wisconsin Green Bay.
Well, yeah.
But it's getting dicey. We're up 35 with 7.5 left.
Six to play now, officially.
What's the score?
42-77.
Ah, it's going to be 40 by the time it's over, man. You're fine.
I don't know, man. You start 42. Pulling guys, and those Wisconsin boys are going to start jacking threes. You got to tighten these screws.
We're at 35.
Yeah.
We're going to get a backdoor cover. I can feel it.
Is Green Bay a prominent three-point shooting team?
No, they're terrible.
Exactly.
But there's no quit in those godly boys. No quit whatsoever.
That's right. They may have their pants on backwards, but no quit.
Is it wrong that I want Doug Gottlieb to go 0-for this year? I think it'd be amazing.
I want him to lose both his jobs. How about that?
If he took the Ziggy.
He is a douchebag, I will say.
Yeah, I saw him at a conference one time, like live speaking to the audience, and it was just like, yeah, I know I'm awesome. Yeah, I should be here. Like, F off.
Yeah, he thinks he's...
He really does.
He should take a cue from those Japanese baseball players.
Yeah.
These guys are humble.
Yeah.
He is the one guy that when we met, you were gone doing something. So me and Fanman went back. They did a tour of ESPN for all the affiliates. And we did get to meet Doug Gottlieb. And let me tell you, if you think Doug Gottlieb is a douche over the radio, I can assure you in person, if you want to find out how great Doug Gottlieb is, just ask Doug Gottlieb. Because in person, boy, that
did
just,
you ask him?
That just oozes awesomeness. Doug Gottlieb will tell you how awesome he is.
Well,
my goodness.
You got to hand it to him. He's got two pretty high profile jobs
yeah.
at the same time.
Same
I don't,
time.
I don't know how he did it, but.
The greatness that is Doug Gottlieb.
I don't fill the air with something mean, so I won't.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah. They're up 36. But I won't.
I like the Rob is live.
Ah, 38. Let's go. 80 to 42.
You are hosting a radio show, Rob.
I don't care.
We got money on this. Come on.
Yeah. Money's more important.
Big stuff's happening here.
That's Who won the Arizona-Florida game? You reporting that in your sports notes there, Schultzy?
I am not.
That was a big
game. I'm not going college basketball
Why
scores.
Not? It was a big game.
Really?
Yes.
Scrolling.
Yes.
Arizona got him.
Yeah, Arizona by 6. 93-87.
93-87.
Oh, wow.
There you go. I reported it.
Good little ball game.
You're interested. North Carolina beat Central Arkansas 94-54. Woo. Sweating that one out.
By 40.
The other big one tonight is my BYU Cougars.
Who they got?
They got Villanova. Villanova. Hey, BYU is number 8 in the country. I may not be a diehard BYU football fan, but I'm about to be a diehard BYU basketball fan. We're back, baby.
All right, we're up 41 with 4:40 left. You think we got it?
You got it.
41.
The spread's 30.
You're fine. You'll start bleeding clock. Everyone will start standing around the three-point
line. Yeah, people, they'll just quit.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Gottlieb's teams will quit.
It's not the worst.
Surrender monkeys.
It's not worse than when you're in a game and everyone should quit and there's that one dip-ass that won't.
Ugh, and then he ruins the line for everyone.
Well, it's like I've been there, like, at the end of game, I've been blown out and we're blowing someone out and it's like an extra point. And you're like, dude, and you're like, you're literally talking to the defensive lineman. You're like, dude, the game's, it's a 40-point game. It's like 3 minutes left, it's extra point, and you're like, hey, man, can we just, like,
Can we chill a little?
Can we not crash into each
other?
It's
like the Saints yesterday. The Saints, did you watch any of the Rams Saints at
no.
all?
No.
I mean, I didn't much either.
I'm a Rams fan, so I caught a little.
Towards the end, I had a mild interest in it.
That was on red zone, and then it was immediately over.
Well, it's like when the Rams are just, I mean, they're really not even trying. They're just trying to run out the clock, and the Saints know that.
Yeah.
And the Saints have timeouts. I mean, they were down 24, so, but, you know, it's like at least maybe call your timeouts and try to get the ball back. They wouldn't even do that.
Nah.
They ate their timeouts and they just let it.
And
let
I
them,
appreciate that.
Let them
me too.
Everyone appreciates it. There's nothing better than when you're playing in a game and you end up having a dialogue with the defensive lineman. Now the key is it has to be a starter. Because if you're in there and it's the backup across from you, I promise you that, or a God forbid a walk on, that guy goes 8 million miles an hour. But if somehow the other team is leaving the starter in, sometimes you can kind of work out a deal where you're like, look, man, we're all gonna just going to kind of go through the motions. Like, we're going to run the ball. We're not going to throw it. And can we just – like, we're not interested in running the ball. Like, we can make some tackle after 2 yards, and we'll just kind of bleed this clock. And sometimes the D lineman's cool, and other times he's just, you know, he's got to go prove a point. And you're like, oh, my God.
No, they just canned a 30-footer. And our guy missed 2 free throws. What the hell?
What is going on?
Put the starters back in.
Dude, Bill Self is – I thought he ran a tight program over there.
Getting out-coached.
Well, right. When you go up against Doug Gottlieb, I mean, you know you're into it for an entire – you're into it for an entire game.
All right. Oh, no.
Dude, you're screwed.
36.
Here they come.
Here they come.
Here they come. 3 minutes and Green Bay's making a play. You don't think Doug Gottlieb knows the spread? I guarantee he does.
I guarantee he does, too. You know he does. I hope Self does, too, and he puts the starters back in for the last minute.
Bill tipped off a buddy of his. Look, we feel good about 30 and a half. Do this.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. You know, you were saying this game, this Monday night game, thankfully, those of you with YouTube TV don't have to watch it. But you were saying, which team will want to lose this more? And we both thought maybe Arizona.
Yeah. Jacoby Brissett, by the way.
Yeah, it appears it's Dallas
yeah.
because the Cardinals just drove down to start the second half for a tutty. The Dallas defense continues to suck complete raw eggs, And it is going to be pending extra point 24/7.
Wow.
Well, that's what happens when you don't have a man for a head coach that's willing to go home and protect his wife.
That's
from a
right.
Bat.
That's true.
Well, it was an owl.
Yeah, oh, an owl. Excuse wasn't me. Come on, Brian Schottenheimer.
Yeah, Shoddy. So if you don't know that story, Shoddy's wife called him frantically while he was in meetings one night last week, and an owl had gotten into their house, and he told her he was going to sleep at the condo.
He's
figure
like,
it out.
I can't deal with this.
That's unbelievable.
Well, he had a defensive game plan to write up.
Yeah, well, it didn't work.
No. By the way,
is Jacoby Brissett?
No, he's not good. Don't do it. Every year, he's got like one or two
well,
games.
He's all right.
And you have that. Is he? No, he's not.
He's one of the best backups, for
he's
sure.
He's all right.
More importantly, you know. 159 to play.
What do we got?
Kansas 87.
Yeah.
Green Bay 47.
Yes.
You're safe as a kid.
Yes.
You're safe as a kid. 40-point lead, under two to go?
Hell yeah.
You're good, right?
I hope so. Don't jinx it, you son of a bitch.
By the way, you jinx the Blue Jays.
I know. Many times. Jeez. I also jinx the Dodgers.
I know.
If and the can, Mariners.
Yeah, and the Mariners. If you can somehow jinx
both,
both teams, I did it.
You're like the cooler. Like William H. Macy over there.
All right. We got to go. We are back tomorrow at 3 to 7 on the Fan Connect.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.